在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Companionship of books. A man may usually be known by the books he reads, as well as by the company he keeps.For there is a companionship of books as well as of men, and one should always live in the best company, whether it be of books or of men. A good book may be among the best friends. It is the same today that it always was, and it will never change. It is the most patient and cheerful of companions. It does not turn its back upon us in times of adversity or distress.It always receives us with the same kindness, amusing and instructing us in youth, and comforting and consoling us in age. Men often discover their affinity to each other by the mutual love they have for a book, just as two persons sometimes discover a friend by the admiration which both entertain for a third. There is an old proverb, "Love me, love my dog," but there is more wisdom in this, "Love me, love my book." The book is a truer and higher bond of union. Men can think, feel, and sympathize with each other through their favorite author. They live in him together, and he in them. Books, said Hazlitt, wind into the heart. The poet's verse slides in the current of our blood. We read them when young,We remember them when old. We feel that it has happened to ourselves. They are to be had very cheap and good. We breathe but the air of books. A good book is often the best urn of life, enshrining the best thoughts of which that life was capable. For the world of a man's life is, for the most part, but the world of his thoughts.Thus, the best books are treasuries of good words and golden thoughts, which, remembered and cherished, become our abiding companions and comforters. They are never alone, said Sir Philip Sidney, that are accompanied by noble thoughts. The good and true thought may in time of temptation be as an angel of mercy purifying and guarding the soul.It also enshrines the germs of action, for good words almost invariably inspire to good works. By Samuel Smiles.